Hello, everyone. It's time for another English extravaganza. This year is President Obama's last year in office, and my country will be choosing a new leader soon. So, this week, I want to tell you about the United States government. The United States government is split into three parts: legislative, executive, and judicial. Congress represents the legislative branch, which makes the laws. The president represents the executive branch, which carries out the laws. Finally, the Supreme Court represents the judicial branch, which evaluates the laws. Each branch has its own responsibilities, and at the same time, they work together to make the country run smoothly and to make sure that the rights of the citizens are not ignored. This is done through checks and balances. A branch may use its powers to check the powers of the other two. Since each branch can do this, all three branches remain equal. Next week, my country will be voting for who will be the new leader of the executive branch, the President of the United States. When people cast their vote, they are actually voting for a group of people called electors. Each state has a different number of electors. States with more people have more electors. For example, some states only have 3 votes, but Florida has 29. So, when I go to vote, I am telling those 29 people to go vote for Hillary Clinton. Keep your fingers crossed that the United States makes the right choice. I'll be back next week with more English extravaganza.